One more hour to go here on Sactel Sports 1140. Drapes and High Flyer here with you. It is the Drive Guys on this Thursday. Man, it's been a great show, man. It's been an amazing show.
Nice.
We got into it, started off the day with whether or not we should get the Sacramento Kings a pass. We disagree on that. We'll dive back into that in a minute. We had Gary Payton, a Hall of Famer, on the show as well. O-Town's finest.
Yes.
Man, I don't know how we topped that. Like, see, I'm still like, we had Gary Payton on this show.
And you know what?
Think about that.
Hey, I always talk about, you know, our days playing and everything. And then, you know, it was funny because we all went to the league. Everybody that named on that team, we all went to the league. And, you know, and we all helped each other get there. And the crazy thing about it, when Gary got there and he was doing the stuff with Sean Kemp, and everybody was like, man, this dude's amazing, man. How does he do all of that? I'm like, bro, I was his Sean Kemp for like 5 years.
Really?
In a row.
He was tossing it up to you like
He would just throw it up to the rim, and I was catching it. Me and Antonio Davis, wherever you put it, we caught it. And we had him. We had Brian Shaw. B ran the team. He was our leader. And then we had the little baby boy, Jason Kidd. J. Kidd. Man, I remember we was playing in Kezar in Frisco. Okay. Summer League. And we're playing against the Warriors. They got Tim Hardaway, Mitch Richmond, Chris Mullin, Rod Higgins.
What?
Yeah. Vince Askew.
Yeah.
And we killing them. We on the fast break. I say, J.K., throw it off the backboard. Throw it off the backboard. Man, J.K. come down because Jay was fast, bro. Jay was that size in high school. He was a man among boys. Man, Jay must have broke them boys down, man, got in the middle and threw that thing off the backboard, and I came out there like, wait, and grabbed him. Grabbed it, boom! Man, cats jumped up, man. They start running around the arena. Oh, no. I mean, that was the excitement, man. We brought from Oakland basketball, man. I mean, it's a lot of good guys. You know, Dame is holding it down for us right now. But I'm telling you, East Oakland basketball back then was at its epitome.
That was it, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, I'm looking at the YouTube chat, people weighing in on all of our conversations today. Our big one, should we give Sacramento a pass? You can still holler at us, 916-339-1140. James X says, yo, Hank, is there someone on this current Kings roster that can be the enforcer, or do they need to go out there and get one?
You know, being an enforcer, KD, is just like being a number one guy. It's either in you or it's not. You can't make an enforcer. You know what I mean? You can't make a guy be an alpha. It's either you got it in your DNA or you don't. And it takes a lot of qualifications too. You know, you can't have a main enforcer that don't play major minutes. Your main enforcer got to be out there on the floor.
Got to be on the floor.
Yeah. You know, he's got to be well respected by everybody on that basketball team. You know, so it takes a special person. That's why basketball teams be looking for that guy. You know, I mean, it's a special person to have as your enforcer on your team. So, you know, right now, as far as being that muscle out there on the floor, I don't think the Kings particularly have that guy. As far as being the verbal guy, the verbal leader, De'Aaron is getting there more and more. De'Aaron is definitely getting there more and more, but he isn't the I'm going to bring the muscle, I'm going to lay some wood type guy.
Right. He's not that dude.
No.
Yeah. He's not that guy. And there's fewer and fewer of those in the league now as you go on.
I mean, they highly coveted, bro. I mean, the Clippers went out and got P.J. Tucker.
Right.
And, you know, did they need P.J. Tucker? No.
Heck no.
But the reason they got him, they don't want nobody else to have him. Because can you imagine if Phoenix would have grabbed P.J. Tucker? With that crew, now all KD got to do is, PJ, come get him off me.
Here on Sactel Sports 1140, you brought in De'Aaron Fox, and we're going to talk about him coming up in a minute. But first, Ben has been on the hold here on the line for a minute talking Niners-Eagles. Ben, what's up? You're on with Drapes and the High Flyer. What's up, man?
Oh, it's not even that deep. It's not even that deep. I trust you. But listen here, Drapes, if you're such a fan, how do you not know about Limelight, brother? Why do I got to not tell you about Limelight on Alhambra and Jay? That's your Eagle spot.
Hey, how about this, Ben? I'm going to be there this Sunday with all my people. But usually, I'm laying low. I'm laying in the cut. I'm by myself. You got to realize, man, I'm a local celebrity. I can't be out there like that. But this week, it's a special week. I'm going to be out there with my people because I need to celebrate. I need to celebrate when we spank the Niners.
I'm telling you, that's the spot. If you want to go there, I will gladly meet you outside afterwards after we whoop you. And if you need any other Eagles, man, you got a plug right there in the building, man. It's Cody from KNCI.
Oh, he an Eagles guy too? Oh, she an Eagles guy too?
Dude, she's Eagles all girl? About Eagles.
She okay?
Oh, dude, that's your Eagles plug right there. Cody is 100% Eagles. So you go to her if you need anything from her for Eagles stuff. But I will gladly see you outside of Limelight after you lose.
You know what's going to happen. The Eagles going to win, and then all these Eagles fans going to come out, right? Y'all going to be like, man, we ain't know there was that many Eagles fans here in Sacramento. Yeah. We out there. We just waiting. We've been waiting all season long for this week. We ain't been talking trash. We ain't been doing no Bang Bang Niner game. We've been chilling, letting our team do all the talking.
Bang Bang Niner.
But come this Monday, we going to be doing the talking.
All right, hey brother, I will see you on Sunday. That's fine. Hey, the only reason I told you that, and I think that whoever's running the board right now already gave you the leak on that, but you should have already known that was the place. But the only reason I told you that was because I love you so much, man. You when you and Katie come on for the Kings, man, it makes my day. So that's a little insider secret right there.
Appreciate you, my man. Appreciate you. And fly, Eagles, fly, baby. Fly, Eagles, fly. Hey, back here with the High Flyer. High Flyer, we started talking about De'Aaron Fox, and I want to shift the conversation to him because I brought this up last night on the postgame show. The dude dropped 40 points. Second game this season, he's dropped 40. And I said, when it's all said and done, and maybe not even when it's all said and done, he's going to be the greatest Sacramento King ever. What needs to happen for him to achieve that? Because I see that look on your face. You're like, hold up, Drapes. No. Let me run down the long list here.
It's a
but
long
I'm saying
list.
when it's all said and done, De'Aaron Fox might be that dude.
Yeah, but he's going to have to do a lot more than what he's done. You know, I love De Fox, man. I think he's just what the doctor ordered for the Sacramento Kings. But I'm a historian. You have to go back. When you talk about the greatest Sacramento King ever, all right, and in my eyes, it's a two-man race. My eyes, it's a two-man race. Mitch Richmond and Chris Webber. Now, Chris Webber, when he came here, he started and ended the greatest thing that Sacramento has ever seen as far as basketball. It started with Chris Webber, and it left
with
Chris Webber. Yes, you know, Mitch Richmond held it down. Mitch Richmond was going to the All-Star game every year. He was the solid. The work he put in here in Sacramento, All-Star MVP, gold medal winner, all these things. Write it down. You said, what De'Aaron Fox got to do? All of those things. Gold medal winner, all right? And he has a championship ring, but he doesn't have it with
the
Kings. But he's done all these things in a Sacramento Kings uniform. That's just Mitch. Now, when you roll Chris Webber's name out there, multiple Western Conference championship teams, right? Went to the playoffs how many times?
Every year he was here.
Every year he was here, went to the playoffs. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. We always, that just bites you. Shoulda had a championship ring. But back then, Chris Webber gave our fans the arrogance to say, nah, I'm not going to buy first round playoff tickets. I think I'm going to wait until the second round or, you know, Western Conference finals.
It was like that?
Of course.
It was like that?
Our fans had that arrogance. I will give them that. They did. They did. Because the team was just that good, right? So that's what Webb did that for this team. And then, you know, I mean, you got some of the complimentary players. You know, I mean, Mike Bibby did a lot. Peja did a lot. You know, Bobby Jackson is probably one of the most beloved Sacramento Kings that ever stepped on the floor. Did a lot for this team. Was sixth man of the year. So De'Aaron is going in that direction. But he's going to have to do a lot more to say he's the best thing that has happened to the Sacramento Kings. Because, see, I don't even bring Archibald up in that. I don't even bring Oscar Robertson.
Yeah.
I'm just talking Sacramento.
I think when you look at De'Aaron, and to me, if we had this conversation 2 years ago, I'd be like, no way.
Right.
He put up numbers, but they didn't win anything.
Right.
They were historically bad. But this De'Aaron Fox we've seen the last year plus, all NBA, mm-hmm. we're talking about multiple All-Stars he's going to be.
Yeah, that was it.
You know?
He's got to do more.
Right.
But he's headed in the right direction, no doubt. He's definitely headed in the right direction. I will give him that. But I'll tell you what, De'Aaron Fox, and I told him this. I told him this when we was in Golden State. Whatever happened to him in the bubble, when he went to Florida, that's when the light switch came on. And I asked him, I said, D-Fox, what happened to you, bro, when you went into the bubble? I said, you became a whole different dude. And we was talking. He was like, H, that's kind of like when the game first started to slow down for me. Mm. You know, every basketball player would tell you that when the game slows down, that's when you're at your best. Because you have to be, that's when you start playing the game within the game. All right? You're just not playing the game. You're thinking the game. You know, Gary talked about how nice Larry Bird was. What made that dude so nice is that he thought the game out. He wasn't the fastest dude. He didn't jump the highest. He wasn't the strongest cat. But his basketball IQ.
Right.
That basketball IQ would kill you every time. And see, and I think that's what the bubble did for De'Aaron, the game slowed down. Even though he's the fastest dude in the league, that's your number one attribute. But when the game slows down
Come on, yes.
And you still the fastest dude? Because he says it himself. He said, man, I can get to wherever I want. You can set it up to where you can get to wherever you want. De'Aaron Fox knows that little free throw line jumper that he throws up all the time.
He can get that anytime.
Have you noticed? He goes left. He goes in and out like he's going right, comes back to the left and pulls up.
Yeah.
He gets downhill, spins and pump fakes and comes back up. He knows exactly where he is. The game just slowed down for him, baby. So whatever happened in the bubble, it started then. And then it started getting better and better and better.
And I maintain, once a player knows he can get wherever he wants, has that confidence, knows he's that dude on the floor, it's a wrap.
Confidence.
It's a wrap.
Confidence is everything in the NBA when you're playing basketball. I don't care how raggedy your shot looks. It might be crazy. It might be quirky. But if you got the confidence that it's going, look at Tyrese Halliburton jump shot. He yanks it.
Yep.
But he's got the confidence.
He got the confidence.
And that sucker drops, don't it?
Yep.
I mean, think about it. Michael Adams back in the day. Low point
ugly
guard.
Shot.
He shot the ball with one hand. He never put his left hand on the ball, but almost won the 3-point contest because he had that confidence he can knock it down. So that's where De'Aaron is at, man. I mean, he knows exactly where he can get on the floor, and he's got that confidence of, you know what, my speed, my quickness, my start and stop game is so legendary, you can't stay with me.
You're preaching to the gospel right there. You're preaching the gospel right now, man.
This is what I see out of this young man, you know. And like, I might be, you know, a couple of rare people who have seen every last game this dude has played as a pro. I've been on the broadcast much longer than he's been in here as a Sacramento King. So I've seen every game that he's played, and I've watched the maturation of De'Aaron Fox. So that's how I can say, man, what the hell happened to you in the bubble, bro? I mean, what type of water they serving y'all down there in Florida? We need to go bottle some up. I'm about to make me some money, KD.
Good stuff, High Flyer. More with the High Flyer coming up next, 916-339-1140. I didn't took a break. I let you talk that whole segment. Now it's time to enter back into the arena. While I'm giving the Sacramento Kings a pass, that's coming up next here on Sac Tales. Back here on The Drive Guys, Sactel Sports, 1140. Drapes and Hank. People sending out some love to the High Flyer there on the YouTube chat. It's been amazing so far. Had the High Flyer all week long as Whitey's over there in Japan having some family time. Hit us up, 916-339-1140. Sacramento Kings coming off that loss last night to the Clippers. And listen up, Kings fans. We've gone back and forth on this all day. I went into that game last night saying, you know what? I'm going to give the Kings a pass if they lose this game. They emptied the tank against the Golden State Warriors. The Kings were driving down the freeway. Tank on E. The light is on. And they just made it to the gas station. But they didn't have a chance to refuel, High Flyer. And you're going against a Clippers team, well-rested, four Hall of Famers. They just got embarrassed Sunday at home against the Nuggets. What we saw last night was the best version of the Clippers we've seen all season long. And so some Kings fans got the nerve to get all angry and upset with the way yesterday played out. I told you before the game we should give this team a pass, High Flyer. I predicted it. I told you it was going to. Dude, it was obvious they wouldn't have anything left in the tank. Now, you could say, oh, if they want to be a championship team, they should have it in the tank. Oh, if they want to be legitimate, they should. They're professionals. It's only a back-to-back. We know that. That sounds all good. But the reality, High Flyer, is the reality. They emptied the tank Tuesday against Golden State. And it's not like just going to the gas station. I drive an electric car, High Flyer. When you charge the Tesla, it don't charge in 2 minutes. To get a full charge, it take like an hour, hour and 10 minutes. So you can't ask the Sacramento Kings to come back the next night fully charged, ready to go against the Clippers team that was chilling in the Sawyer Hotel, resting. They were fired up because they got embarrassed by Denver. And so it's understandable and almost predictable what happened last night.
Okay. All right. I like what you said about the Tesla. That was cute.
That's hey, man.
But I tell you what, I'm in the NBA. I make $200 million. I got the new improved Audi. I make enough money to where I got a charger at my house that charged my car in 15 minutes. It don't take an hour. Because I got the best of the best at my disposal.
So what you saying?
What I'm saying is half of these dudes aren't even past 25 years old. When I was 25 years old, I could run up and down the floor. You heard what Gary said. We played 4 games in 5 nights. This is what you do. This is why you get paid $200 million. Your body is built and prepared. You have prepared your body all summer to make this grind. Everybody knows it's 82 all the way through. You have to prepare yourself.
High Flyer.
If you're going to be,
come on. Words right now. Here's the problem. You act like these dudes aren't human. You go out there and run a marathon. And then I tell you, you know what? The next day, you got to run another marathon, but you got to beat the dude that's just been resting and didn't run the marathon. That's what happened last night, High Flyer.
I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm not saying they can't lose a game. I told you, I was fine with them losing the game. I'm not fine with these guys. And I'm like this. Let me change my verbiage here. Because, see, you're not understanding what you do. You really comprehend. You know what I'm saying.
I'm totally understanding.
At the end of the day, I'm saying you have to hold these guys accountable if you want to be great. See, that's what a lot of people don't get because you know what? A lot of people are stuck at good, and good is good enough for them. But good isn't good enough to get a championship. You have to be great. So that means you have to do extra things that a good team don't want to do. It's not easy. It's not pretty. It's going to be ugly. The road's going to be hard. Some nights you're going to be tired. You heard Gary Payton. He's been to the promised land. He's got a championship ring. It's not easy, KD. You're going to have to be able to get better. And Coach Brown, like I said, I'm buying. I already gave him my money. I gave him a blank check, bro. Whatever you sell, I'm buying. All right? He has to hold these guys accountable, because if a championship is what you want, this is what you have to do.
I don't know about you, but I want that same smoke, that same heat from Kings fans game seven when they lost to Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors.
No doubt.
I don't want, oh, it was a great season.
No.
You know, 48 wins, we made the playoffs, that was nice and everything. No. Game seven at home, you're supposed to win. But I didn't hear that energy from Kings fans. Now all of a sudden we got this fake outrage on the radio, on social media, fans. All of a sudden they're outraged about a back-to-back loss to the Clippers. I didn't hear that outrage in game seven.
No. KD, I had that outrage in game four because I thought they gave it away. That second game in Chase Center, bro, I almost dropped. If it was an off-ramp off the Bay Area Bridge, I'd have took it. Because I felt like that was their championship right there, that game four. If they would have got that game four, they up
3-1.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap.
Jay, we got some calls here, man. We got some good ones here. Hit us up, 916-339-1140, 916-339-1140. Let's get to Ken online, too. Ken, I say we should give the Kings a pass. And if you don't want to give them a pass, don't give them a pass for game seven, losing at home either. Come with that same smoke. What say you, Ken?
Well, I think the reality is that the Kings are a young team and there's levels to this. They played a very emotional, passionate game against Golden State. And it's very hard for a young team to come back with the energy the next night. That's where being a professional comes in, because you understand that your emotional output can't be so high one night that it's drained for the next night. But that's going to come with a young team. Pat Riley, when he was coaching the Lakers, used to say there are checkpoint games during the season. Golden State was a checkpoint game. The Clippers wasn't. So the Kings wasn't going to come with the same passion, and I knew that the same way you knew that. So as far as being a championship team, this is part of what they have to learn, that night after night, even on back-to-backs, you got to come with it. But for a young team to come through as passionately and as emotional as that game was, because remember, it wasn't just beating Golden State, it was getting over the Golden State hurdle. It was getting past the little bro, big bro, they were starting to get into the mind. So to get past that, the Clippers knew that. The other things I just want to point out is one last thing. The Clippers went 11-17 to start that game. Last year, in the epic 176-175, the Clippers shot the same way. The only difference was the Kings matched it. They didn't have the energy to match it last night. It resulted in the playoff, in the blowout. I believe that the Kings are going to be fine. They just have to regulate their emotions and learn to play more consistently, even though they're a young team searching to get to the next level. Thanks.
Appreciate that call, Ken. Great call. What do you make of his point that it's just part of the learning process? This is a thing that they have to learn.
Yes.
If you want to be that team, you got to.
But in order for you to learn.
Yeah.
In order for you to learn. KD, I have to hold you accountable. If I just walk by and pat you on the back, oh, man, that's, you know what? It's all right. I'm going to give you a pass. That don't take you not one step closer to changing it so you can become great. You have to hold them accountable. I'm not saying chop off their head, KD. No way, no how. No way, no how. And it happened. But I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm going to make you feel bad and whatever else I got to do, because I don't want you to go through this again. I want you to be better. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. All right. We agree to disagree, because here's the thing, and I'm going to get to a break because I can't ever just let you slide. It had the last word.
I just can't do that.
That's not how I roll, high flyer. Here's the thing. You may hold them accountable, but when you lay your head down at night, you know what? They gave it their best shot. They, you know, it was an off night. It happens in the NBA. We'll be fine. That's all I'm saying. We'll be fine. That's all I'm saying. I'm not this fake. That's
we
I'm more
be
upset
fine.
At the with the fake outrage by people. We're Come go- on now. If we want to be a championship team, we can't have this happen. Come on, man.
You know
it's
what?
It's one of 82 high flyer.
Hey, KD, you big around here, right? You're the man sitting next to the man who know the man. Somebody get Mike Brown on the phone. Let's ask the man.
We may have to get Mike Brown tomorrow.
Because I'm going to tell you, Mike Brown is going to be, I'm holding each and every last one of y'all accountable because we have to get better. Don't care that your feelings hurt. This is big boy ball. You have to get better, and I'm going to hold you accountable. I guarantee you he'll stand on it. Drop Mike.
More with High Flyer coming up in just a minute. Sactown Sports 1140. You're listening to The Drive. Jay Johnson coming with the heat tonight here on Sactown Sports 1140. Drapes in the High Flyer here. It's The Drive, guys. Half hour left. Most of the conversation has been about the Sacramento Kings and last night's game, that last night's loss against the Clippers. TCG says, High Flyer just mic drop Drapes. James says, watch Drapes gets Mike Brown on the phone on the next segment. No, we going to try to get him for tomorrow. You know that. We trying to get Coach for tomorrow. I definitely hit him up and try to get him. And he can settle all of this. That's the one guy.
Thank you.
Not you. Hey, not GP.
I mean, you wouldn't even take De'Aaron's word for it. So Mike Brown is the only guy that will set this straight.
Yes. And we're going to try to get him tomorrow. If not, we'll get somebody else on that coaching staff tomorrow and ask that very question. Should we give the Kings a pass for last night? Should we? I don't want to say accept it, but it's understandable. That's what I'm feeling. You know, and so we'll get into that 916-339-1140. Keeping an eye also on that football game, Thursday night football going on right now. The Seattle Seahawks, if I'm correct, they are leading the Cowboys. That's a big time game. Oh, no, hold on. I got 7-3 here, Jay. Yeah, they just scored. Yeah. DK Metcalf just had a touchdown here. Jay's in my ear like, no, Cowboys on top. Uh-uh. Who we rooting for in that game?
Really, his internet's low.
Yeah, I know. He got that dial-up back there.
Right.
He got that, what was that chat rooms used to? Yahoo, AOL. AOL.
he got dial-up.
Man, don't get me started on AOL. I was the AOL king back in the day. Those chat rooms? Come on, man. Shoot, me and how do you remember? I do remember my MySpace name, though. MySpace, Black Planet 2. Come on, man. Those were the days, man. So right now, Seahawks leading Cowboys 7-3. If you're a Niners fan, who are you rooting for in this one? I would say Seahawks referees, right? I would say Seahawks because you got a little cushion against them.
You can't.
You know what I mean?
If you're a Niner fan, you can't ever
root for. But can you root for the Cowboys?
That was saying you can't root, oh, okay. You can't ever right, root for the Cowboys, yeah. Man.
Right, that's the best. A tie. Right now it's 7-3.
<He's a deadlock.
laughs> Geno Smith and company with the lead over the Dallas Cowboys. Back to our discussion about the Sacramento Kings and giving them a pass or not. You know, they got 15 back-to-backs, High Flyer.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just their second one that they had. GP said it, Gary Payton. They're a young team. So that's right. Partially why I'm giving them a pass also. And let's keep it real, because that's what we do on this show, Kings fans. We're talking about, are they a championship contender? Are they a championship contender yet, High Flyer?
No.
Okay, then.
No.
So that's why I give them a pass.
Okay.
Because, you know what? It takes time. This is something they learn and develop. Now, if this was the Denver Nuggets and they smoked it, or if this was the Celtics that hadn't won it and they smoked it, okay, I can see why you might be upset. But this is the Kings. They're developing. They're learning. They're growing as we speak.
Exactly. Listen to what you're saying, KD. They're learning. They're growing. But if I don't tell you the right answer and the right way to do it, you're never going to learn how to do it. That's why I say you have to hold them accountable. I'm going to keep saying accountable because that's the exact word Mike Brown uses. We listen to him before every game. And he says he has to hold the guys accountable to a higher standard because they want to move from good to great. And that's a big step. But the step is hard. It's not easy.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Most of the people are agreeing with you, too. That's what's bothering me here. No offense, High Flyer. It's the Drive Guys with Kevin Gleason and Kyle Draper. And my people ain't even agreeing with me on this.
I'm going to say, can I get in the back seat? matter of fact, I'm not going to even drive by GPS, dog. I'm just going to hold them out.
You know what this is? I'm having a dinner party. I'm having a cookout. I done cooked the ribs.
Right.
I done cooked the burgers. You bring the potato salad, and that's all anybody talking about. High Flyers potato salad. No, we're in my crib. I cooked the ribs. I cooked the burgers. I invited y'all here.
Bro.
But everybody backing you up right now.
Okay, let's do it like this. We talked about this the other day. It was hilarious. You having Thanksgiving dinner, right? Or let's say Jay having Thanksgiving dinner, right? You and I, we bring our piece. We see the whole spread. Turkey, ham, mac and cheese, everything else. What's the first question that's going to come out your mouth?
Who cooked it? Who made it?
Who made the
mac and cheese?
No, who made the potato salad?
Potato salad.
That's it. That's why. Because whoever made the potato salad is a savage. You go down in history. You know what? All of that was cool, but man, this potato salad was banging.
Nicktown on the YouTube chat says, I'm concerned Kings will have another blowout game versus Nuggets this Saturday. If coach keeps doing the same, need to hold both coach and players accountable. So let me ask you this.
Yes.
Because Denver, we know, that's where we're trying to get to.
Exactly.
We're trying to get to that level.
They're the champs.
What kind of outing do we need to see from the Kings on Saturday?
You know what? If the Kings lose Saturday, I'm not going to jump off the fence. You're playing the champs. You are playing the champs. But if the Kings play them and it's a very competitive game, because, see, they need to get dominant on their home floor. If you go to Denver and get blown out, oh, well, so be it. We know what it is in Denver. We already know what it is. The altitude for one, the champs for two. That's two strikes, so be it. But you're on your home floor. Mike Brown is trying to set a presence that he wants this team to be dominant at G1C. In order for you to take that next step, in order for you to get that 50-plus that y'all talking about, you have to be dominant at G1C. So, if they go out and play the game Sunday and you lose. Saturday, and they lose. Let's say they lose 5, 6, 7. It's a competitive game all the way through. I'm fine with that.
You're okay with that?
You don't go down 20. You don't go down 24. You don't try to have to make a Herculean effort in the third and the fourth quarter. You play them, and it's a competitive game all the way through. You just come up short. Okay, you gave it all out there. You played the champs. You're not a championship team yet, but you just took the champs. That's why I was so impressed at that seven-game series when the Kings took the dynasty, full championship. They got four rings. Took those dudes to seven.
And went down there and won game six.
And like I said, and when they should have won game four and they didn't, it was like a stab in my heart. Because I'm like, y'all had it. It was over. Y'all knocked them dudes off. You talking about knocking off Golden State? You talking about getting over that big brother, little brother thing? If they would have won game four,
We wouldn't be talking about it. Let me ask you, if the Nuggets are going to be on a back-to-back.
Okay.
At Phoenix on Friday,
right?
At Sacramento on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Does that change your thinking at all in terms of getting the win or not?
Okay, question.
Yeah.
Now, how well do you know Mike Malone?
Not as well as you do.
I know Mike Malone very well.
He's not going to make any excuses.
I can guarantee you this, and I don't guarantee you too much. I can guarantee you this because I know the dude. They got to play Phoenix, right?
Yep.
No matter what happens in Phoenix, I bet you he's not going to look at his team, his championship team, and say, okay, if you guys go to Sacramento and lay an egg on the back-to-back, I understand because back-to-backs are hard. No way in hell.
First of all, High Flyer, ain't nobody said that. Coach in this world would put it
I'm going to give you, okay, I'll change words. I'm going to give y'all a pass. Last time I got a pass, I think I was in 10th grade, dog. I had to go to the bathroom.
But here's the thing. And hopefully we get Mike Brown to come on tomorrow. Hopefully we get Mike Brown to come on. No coach will say, I give my guys a pass. Publicly. But privately, When they brushing their teeth at night before bed?
No, he'll say
it. You know what? I see it happen. I get it.
He'll say it to himself in the mirror. But if you're trying to lead a bunch of young guys, trying to get them to do something that they haven't done in their careers, you can't pat them on the back and say, oh, son, it's okay. That's all right. No, I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm not going to crucify you, but I'm going to hold you accountable. You know what? De'Aaron Fox. Let's go back to this.
Yeah.
De'Aaron Fox against the Golden State Warriors missed a ton of free throws.
Yep.
He was the type of player to where he held himself accountable. Came in and talked to us on the chat and was like, I got to make my free throws.
Yeah.
The first thing that came out of his mouth was, I have to make my free throws. I'm pretty sure Coach Brown held him accountable. Right? But he held his old self accountable. So how are you going to get better? Can you imagine he would have came in there and say, yo, you know what, fellas? I only shot 60% from the free throw line. I know I missed 9 free throws, but I'm going to give myself
a pass. Don't do that, high fire. Dude, you are twisting what I'm saying. I'm not saying the coach is giving him a pass.
No.
I'm not saying the players. I'm saying Kyle Rashid Drapes is giving him a pass.
I like this.
Because I know what happens right now, there's still time to change it.
Sure.
There's still time to learn and grow. So I'm not going to get all in arms and screaming and hollering. Come on, man.
All I said, hold them accountable. I said, don't crucify them. Hold them accountable. You know, you're saying halfway what I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm not coming all the way to your side. I can't give you that.
You know, that's fine. I like my side to side by the sandbox. We're both saying, though, they have to get better. They have to learn.
Right, right.
In order for that to happen, they have to be held accountable. That's all I'm saying.
Beamer, Benz, or Beamly, a pass is okay, is what he says here on the YouTube chat, Sacktown Sports 1140. Final block here at the Drive, guys, with Drapes and High Five.
Who's that?
That's my guy, man.
What's his call name?
Beamer, Benz, or Beam. No, I wish it was Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. It's Beamer, Beams, or Beamly.
Oh.
The beam.
I thought he said Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. I'm like, this dude looking at my garage.
You flexing right now. You flexing.
This dude looking at my garage.
More with High Flyer here on Sacktown Sports 1140.
What?
Come on, man.
It's a brand new dance. And it's called the Bird.
Hey, I'm not going to take this phone call right now. I'm going to call him back here in a minute. Mike Brown, we efforted him for tomorrow. Trying to get the coach. He might be driving right now listening to us right now here to the Drive, guys. High Flyer and Drapes here on Sacktown Sports 1140. Final segment. It's been a great show. We had the Hall of Famer, Gary Payton. 2 Hall of Famers in 1 week. GP and Mitch Richmond, man. Great stuff, dude.
Bro, 2 Hall of Famers. 2 gold medalists. All-stars. All-star MVP.
Champions.
Both of them. Bro, we had a nice little lineup.
Nice little run here, man. We're going to keep it going. We back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Full show today, 2 to 6, and full show tomorrow. Coming up as soon as we're done, UC Davis basketball. They're down in Corvallis, Oregon State. The Beavers, speaking of GP,
right.
Gary Payton, right. Oregon State alum. So that game will be aired right here on Sacktown Sports 1140. Got a couple calls. Jay, let's run them through, man. Let's go to Robert on line 2. Robert, you're on with Drapes and High Flyer. What's up, man?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good. What's happening?
I want to chime in on yesterday's game and then talk about Saturday real quick. I was fired up, man, on game day with Golden State. I called you guys. I expected the Kings to do what they did. I didn't like how we did it. A win's a win, but anytime Curry's got the ball last, I don't want any part of that. We got the win, and I expected us to lose the next night just based on, you know, knowing sports and knowing the importance of the game prior to that to us and the fans. But I got to side with the High Flyer on this one. I know. I'll tell you why.
Let me hear it.
One, this is what they do. When the High Flyer played, that's what you do. That is what you do. And you are expected to come out every night and win. I don't care if we're the Kings. I don't care who we are, the old Kings. I'm playing to win. I'm not playing to get by until Saturday. And I think that, you know, the only player that came out and played is Fox. And that kind of disappointed me. You know, we're young. Not that young, but we're young, meaning we should have had more energy than those four old dudes on the floor. Do you agree with that?
I don't. You know what, Robert? I don't agree with that because I don't agree with that because when you look at everything the Kings did, how much they laid on the line, they're gas, man. Come on, we got to understand that. Now, if this game was tonight and they laid an egg, no excuses, but they were gas. And so that's why I give them a pass. We may agree to disagree on this, but we know all this outrage, and I'm not just saying you, High Flyer. I'm not going to put you in that category. But on Twitter, social media, some of these other radio shows I've listened to today, come on, man. It's 1 of 82. You can't go into the game against the Warriors saying it's just 1 of 82. They come out of a loss against the Clippers. Oh, my God, we got to be better. Ultimately, it's still 1 of 82, and it's still time to get better. That's what I'm saying, High Flyer. And so I'm not going to be too upset about last night. Like you said, hold them accountable. Yes, they have to be better. But this whole narrative, they're 0-2 on the second of back-to-backs. This is a trend. This is a problem. Calm down. We're only a fifth into the season. We still got, let me do the math, 65 games to go. And we talking about one game against the Clippers after they beat the Warriors the other night. Come on, High Flyer.
You know, my thing is this, KD. You know, I know we're laying heavy on the Clipper game.
Yes.
But my thing is this. Even in the Golden State game, I was still upset. You cannot, on your home floor,
go down
that big in the first half. I don't care who you play. I don't care who's on the team. You know, we talked about a little earlier. I don't care if you're playing the 92 Dream Team. You cannot go down 24 on your home floor and expect to win. Now, they're trying to create a culture to where they're dominant at G1C. You're going to have to do that. That's not even a question. That's a solid. If you want 50-plus KD, you're going to have to be dominant at G1C. You're not going to go out on the road and get 50-plus. Okay? We agree.
Yes, we agree on that. Yes.
So, with saying that, you cannot let guys come on your home floor and get you down those type of digits. Coming back from that, that's why the Golden State game was so Herculean, because usually that don't happen, but they did, but they made it happen. So my thing was, the very next night, now I understand you gave a lot. You gave a lot, but we're ball players. This is what we do. Like I said, I wasn't even upset that the end
is
of the
Matt a good call?
The end of all beings is that they lost the game. I'm fine with that. I was upset that they went down 23 again in the first half.
Okay. And that can't happen Saturday, though.
That can't.
Then we're talking three games in a row. Then we could talk about it being an issue.
If you're trying to make that elite jump, it can't happen on your home floor, KD. Because 9 out of 10 times, bro, 9 out of 10 times, you're not coming back from that.
Hey, let's get to our final two callers of the day. I'm going to start off with Matt, and then we're going to hit up John. Matt, you're on with Drapes and the High Flyer. What's happening, man? Matt, you there? Come on, Matt. Matt ain't there. Let's move on. John, you're on with Drapes and the High Flyer. What's happening, John?
Hey, I'm here, Drapes, and thank you. Thank you, Matt, for leaving me some opening. Hey, just first of all, I want to congratulate you guys on such a great week. Drapes, welcome to the show, the Drive Guys show. You're bringing a great energy. And High Flyer, man, you were incredible all week. It was really great. I've been listening to you guys all week. It's been amazing.
Yo, salute.
And in terms of like who I think is right, I'm even with you guys. I'm with you, Drapes. Like, let's give him a pass on the loss. But I'm with the High Flyer. Like, this early blowing, getting huge leads behind on home. You have to defend your home turf better in the first part of the game. And maybe if they hadn't gotten so far behind against the Warriors and had to expend all that energy that night to come back and win that game, they had a little bit more energy to face the Clippers and would have been able to win two games back-to-back. You can't keep digging holes like that at home. So I think you guys are both right, and I love you both. Congratulations on this week. Love you guys.
That's the call of the day right there. My guy, John. He said we're both right, hey, High Flyer. Is that okay?
I'm fine with that.
Can we both be right?
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with it. Do you agree? You good with it?
Getting down back-to-back nights by 20-plus points on your home court in the first half, that's unacceptable. You can't do that.
And they have to be held.
You can't do that.
And they have to be held accountable.
Why you
got to
add that in? Why you got to add that in? See, I'm just...
I apologize.
Yes, they do have to be held accountable. People are TCG. Drapes, what about the trend of getting blown out when they lose? Average 15-plus deficit when they lose. 4 out of 7 losses are blowouts, not competitive. If I'm correct... 2 of them were without De'Aaron Fox as well, mm-hmm. the Houston games. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to reserve judgment on that till I see a larger sample size with their team. And no Keegan Murray also.
Okay. And if you want to give them a pass, Houston is a lot better than we expected
yes.
they were.
Yes.
Houston's no joke.
Yes.
Coach Ime has got them boys playing at a high level.
Yes. Hey, man, we got one more day tomorrow, Friday, before the end of the week. You done brought on Mitch Richmond. You done brought on Gary Payton. I'm expecting Michael Jordan tomorrow, fam. Why not Air Jordan? You know what I mean? You set that bar, son. Why not Air Jordan?
I'm going to have to call Mike, huh?
Exactly. Tell him to drop some shoes off, too.
I'm trying to tell you, some 3s or 13s, bro. That's why I roll with.
Oh, you a 3 or a okay.
I'm a 3 or 13 guy.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Jordan 3 or Jordan 13?
3 or 13.
Okay.
And if it ain't that, it's Air Force Ones. You know we roll.
Okay, I know exactly. I'm the same way. You saw me pick up some
yes, sir.
At my spot, Phenom 916. All right, man. We're going to get out of here. Let me give you a quick update on that NFL's game right now. Cowboys on top of Seahawks into the first 10-7. Coming up next, UC Davis basketball. They take on Oregon State on the road. Our guy Scott Marsh will be on the call for that. You've been hanging out with Drapes and the High Flyer. It's the Drive Guys here on Sactown Sports 1140. We'll see you tomorrow at 2:00.